Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vibe check, Dustin. How are we feeling?
Surprisingly very good.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes.
Can I ask, is it because we've kind of been through and kind of maybe gotten through some of the anxiety, right? Because we have talked a lot about this, and a lot of it has been uncertainty, anxiousness, all that kind of stuff. Is it that we've talked about that, or is it about the fact that it's Orlando? Is that helping things?
I think it's Orlando. That's part of it. I think it's the fact we're at home to start the first couple of games. I don't know. I mean, if we were playing the Knicks, I'd be freaking out.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because we kind of got into this in the pre-show, you, me, and Keith, where on one hand, I actually agree. I think the fact, you know, I said the other day, I feel like people around the NBA are sleeping on this series. People? I don't think that has as much to do with the Cavs as it does the Magic. I think the Magic, from an interest standpoint, like Banchero is a special player. He's probably 65% of the player he's going to be 3 years from now. Like, and beyond that, like, not a lot of people clamoring for Franz Wagner analysis. Jalen Suggs is a nice, like, they've got nice players, but they don't have a true definitive superstar yet. And this is the first time they made the playoffs. And was it 12 years? It's something ungodly.
I don't know. I remember they were pretty good back, what, 09, 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they had Dwight Howard.
And really, since Dwight Howard, they've just not consistently put together good teams. And they've had.
I will tell you this much, man. I do have nightmares about that Magic series that the Cavs lost Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Oh.
It will still go down as one of the great unexplained mysteries.
There's not a lot of people I don't like in the world, in terms of athlete wise. Like, not that I don't like them as a person. And just they annoy me.
Uh huh.
And it was Hedo Turkoglu.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to go Dwight Howard.
No.
Who is one of the all-time phoniest human beings. There is nothing better than Stan Van Gundy talking to the media about how Dwight Howard was trying to get him fired, only for Dwight Howard to show up in his press conference, all smiles, and put his arm around Stan Van Gundy and call him my guy, Stan Van Gundy. That will go down. I'm actually surprised that isn't more of like an indelible image for fans. Because when I think of Dwight Howard, it's the first thing. It's not the fact that there was a time where he was legitimately the best big man in the game.
Oh, by far.
And
before his back issues, he was great.
And you know what, man? I also think, with all due respect to the person, I think the man ended up making enough money that at some point
he stopped caring.
I think he
stopped caring about winning.
I think he enjoyed the NBA lifestyle as much as he did. Like, yeah, the game did change. We kind of forgot about that. You mentioned the back injury. The game deprioritized bigs who were not great shooters, mm-hmm, from beyond, you know, the interior part there, or the low post. So, like, that also happened. I also think we kind of saw a guy that was like, you know what? I keep getting paid. I keep making money. I have a different dime piece on my arm. Like, I kind of felt that way about James Harden for a minute, of where it was just like, oh, he likes the NBA lifestyle more than he cares necessarily about winning. But, like, specific to this, yeah, I think the Magic are a tough sell. I mean, I think that's why I think, listen, if it had been Cavs-Knicks, there's no way it would have been a first, a 1 p.m. tip. I don't even know if it was Cavs-Pacers, it would have been, because Halliburton you can sell. Pascal Siakam.
Cavs-Pacers scares me.
But I think the Mat, in terms of marketability, in terms of, but you know what though? I actually think it's a positive thing. I think the lack of buzz in this series in some ways takes some of the pressure off for the Cavs. Like, yes, in Cleveland, all we're talking about is, and I mean, it was, Keith actually put this in our DMs, Bleacher Report, story on. Oh, no, sorry, excuse me. It was The Athletic's Josh Robbins and Sam Amick An anonymous NBA executive, AMIC, an anonymous NBA executive said the trade situation around Mitchell is very real and that teams will pursue him as soon as the offseason begins. That's GMs, that's executives calling their shots. That's what that is there are sharks circling the Cleveland Cavaliers, and there are people just this is a hey Donovan, I know I'm anonymous, but you know, if this series doesn't go the way you want it to, hey, we're over here. We're very interested. I think this is a way that the NBA lets star players who might maybe be getting impatient, let them know how much interest they would have. That being said, like, yes, there is pressure. Yes, there's pressure on JB Bickerstaff. Can you show us you're a playoff coach? Yes, there's pressure on Donovan because his legacy is at stake every time he gets bounced out in the first round of the playoffs, 100%. But when you're going up against the Magic, it's 1 p.m. tip. The lights aren't going to be that bright. So, like, on one hand, I think tomorrow is ripe for a statement game by the Cavaliers.
What would be a statement to you?
Just going out there and beating the brakes off the Magic. Giving them, last year you got your welcome to the NBA playoffs moment by the Knicks, who, even though they didn't have worlds more playoff experience, they had more guys on their roster. Jalen Brunson had just come off that run with Dallas the year before. They had had guys with playoff experience, and they woke your ass up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I think you can do in this series. And I think everything that they do well, you do sort of have an answer for, right? Like we mentioned Paolo Banchero versus Evan. I know they've got length. I know that they're a team defensively that has a lot of skill. Jonathan Isaac is, by the way, we probably should have mentioned him at some point this week. It's another really important and integral part of what they do. But do they really have a true answer for Donovan? I don't know. Do they have anybody that can stop Donovan? If Donovan's at 100%, I don't know.
Who's going to be on him? Suggs?
I would imagine Suggs. Yeah. But, like, even then. Suggs is a very nice player, by the way. And his style can be grating to try and play against.
Very
but like,
nice player.
You don't have a counter to Donovan. So, yeah, like a statement game to me is you go out there, and even if you're not quote-unquote the more physical team, you play harder and it's obvious. Like, that's the statement I want to see. Because I think if you play harder tomorrow afternoon, I think you win the game. The Cavs are the more talented team. When the more talented team plays the hardest, the more talented team wins. We see that. Like a lot of the regular season, oh no, how did that happen? Losses are the better team simply didn't show up. And that's honestly, if we're being real, happened a lot with the Cavaliers in the final 20 games of this year. So I'm not trying to say it's as simple as show up and you're going to win. But you are the more talented team. If you show up and you don't have the first quarter false start that we've seen them have a bunch of times, if you don't have that third quarter, we're up by 20, maybe we'll go ahead. No, if you play four quarters of basketball tomorrow, you should be able to make the statement, which is we're the better team, we've got home court advantage, and we're going to play harder. And then to me it becomes about the Magic. Can you respond? Which puts us in a great situation for Monday. But like, yeah, like that's the statement I'm talking about. I don't need you to push them around or beat them up. I just need to show in every way you're doing every little thing you can win. That's not about physicality. That's just about effort, focus, and focusing together as a team.
The one thing I do agree with you on is that the Magic are such a young team that have never been here that they could be shell-shocked. You know, starting on the road against a Cavs team, they've been to the playoffs. I don't care if it's the play-in tournament, it's the playoffs. Back-to-back years. Okay, so these guys understand the level of intensity. I just hope they bring it. and learn from last year. And maybe they can catch the Magic off guard and hopefully the Magic feel like the Cavaliers felt like last year against New York.
Yeah, I mean, so getting back to it, do you think a statement game is possible? It sounds like we're kind of saying the same thing. I just want to make sure.
I expect them to win. The spread's 4. I think they're going to win by 10.
And I'll be honest with you, I'd love to see Donovan being the guy leading the way. Because that's a statement in more than one way. One, it is I'm ready for this challenge, and I'm going to be closer to the guy that I was my final playoff appearance in Utah, where I think he averaged like 27 or 28 points per game, than the guy he was last year who was worn down. And then the other thing I think it shows you is you're 100%, which is even more of a concern, not even thinking about last year's playoffs, but because of being in and out of the lineup the final 20 games of the season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.